Tosfos gives a second pshat. And since removing the gefes involves a considerable amount of tircha, it's very possible that it will be a drawn-out process for the person whose gefes is near the border to actually remove it, so the neighbor thus has the right to force him to keep it far away to begin with, so he doesn't have to deal with getting him to move it later when he wants to build a wall. And then Tosfos has another question, which is still, what's the question on Ravo? Didn't we explain for Shitas Ravo earlier in the Gemara that the logic of Ravo is that meaning that when digging a bore specifically, in a sense, you're directly being mazik the neighbor's property. Just like the Rambam's analogy to a person who wants to justify shooting arrows into his neighbor's property, which obviously is outright hezek. Who wants to justify such actions because he's in his own property? That's obviously not true. In other words, there's a concept of giri delay, that when you are doing an action which is clearly defined as hezek, there's no tour of, well, you're doing it in your own property. We don't exempt such activities based on the fact that you're in your own property. That was essentially how we explained Shitas Rava earlier in the Gemara. So therefore, how could the Gemara have a kasha from the case of Gefes, which is very different in this regard? Gefes, you can't say, is it like an activity of direct damage, same way hitting the shovel to the ground is not comparable in that regard. So Tosfos answers like this. Seems like an important piece of information that Tosfos shares with us. Which is that, in fact, that logic, the argument we said earlier, that this is, according to Rava, digging a bore close to the neighbor's boundary is a prohibited activity because of the directness of the activity.